An 8-mile long stretch of Highway 23 west of Fond du Lac near Rosendale is closed to through traffic for the next couple of months starting this week, but motorists are not obeying the barricades. We'll talk with Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Captain Ryan Waldschmidt coming up a little bit later on in the program. Fond du Lac Fire Chief Pete O'Leary gives a budget overview at tonight's Fond du Lac City Council meeting. He'll join us shortly after the bottom of the hour. The County Finance Committee met last night to discuss the future of the sales tax scheduled to sunset in 2021. County Executive Al Beagle thinks the sales tax should stay in place. He said in the long run, Fond du Lac County residents will end up paying more if they do away with the sales tax. A firefighter was killed, another firefighter critically injured, a police officer injured, at least 7 civilians injured following a gas line explosion in Sun Prairie. Coming up on the next segment of the show, an exclusive interview with a man who lives a block away from the explosion. He was taking a nap when there was a knock at the door, and a few minutes later, a loud boom. We'll talk with that individual, an exclusive interview on the Sun Prairie gas line explosion coming up on the next segment of the show. Health officials are confirming Wisconsin's first documented death from Rocky Mountain spotted fever. The State Department of Health Services announced yesterday the tick-borne disease has killed a La Crosse woman. How concerning is this to people who live in Wisconsin and Fond du Lac? Public Health Officer Kim Miller joins us on the first segment of the show. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Greg.
All right, Rocky Mountain fever. You're thinking out west. You're thinking the western states, southwestern United States, not Wisconsin. What was your reaction when you heard about this?
Surprising. Rocky Mountain spotted fever is rare in Wisconsin. The majority of those cases, if they do occur in Wisconsin, it really is from people that travel outside in that kind of exposure period and then come back to Wisconsin. So it is very rare for us to have a case here, especially a case that would end in death, as it's never happened prior.
Right. This wasn't someone who got a tick bite when they were out west. They got a tick bite in southwest Wisconsin.
Exactly. And the name is absolutely misleading because it does not occur in mountainous areas. So.
Right. All right. I will tell you a quick story. My wife and I, many, many years ago, before we had kids, were hiking at Devil's Lake State Park. And we sat down on a bench for a little while. We were watching a deer in the woods. And we finished our hike. We got back into the car. We were both, I think, wearing shorts. And I noticed on my leg a big tick. And then I pulled up my shorts a little bit, and there were several ticks on my body. And my wife, Peggy, the same thing. We were pulling ticks off our body for the next half hour. It was it was gross. It was uncomfortable. Right. It was scary. These were wood ticks. These are the kind of ticks that bit this La Crosse woman.
Yep. Yeah, so Rocky Mountain spotted fever is spread by a bite of an infected tick. And, you know, a few different ticks that can occur that would be an American dog tick, which happened in this death case, I believe, the Lone Star tick or the wood tick. And these are ticks that are bigger than what we would think when we're worried about, you know, disease spreading. A lot of times, Greg, you know, in the past we've talked about Lyme's disease, and that really occurs in that black-legged tick or a deer tick, and those are the really tiny ones. And, you know, that's what we typically say is, you know, avoid ticks altogether, check your body, check your clothing, especially when you've been in those areas that have, you know, more prevalence of having those around.
You can see these ticks. They're about the size of your pinky fingernail.
Yeah, about a fourth of an inch is kind of, you know, what I like to, you know, an average size one. So it's the bigger ticks that, you know, have created this Rocky Mountain spotted fever death.
All right. So obviously this is a warning for everybody in the state. If one person contracted it and died from it, and although that is rare, that tells me that this disease is prevalent in ticks in Wisconsin if one person got it?
Yeah, I mean, we have to assume that it is. Again, I think this person that that passed away, it's not confirmed yet whether that person acquired it in Wisconsin or Minnesota.
The public health nurse in La Crosse said the woman was bit while camping in western Wisconsin in early May, diagnosed with Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever in mid-June, and died days later.
Okay.
So, yeah, she got it in Wisconsin.
Wow. Okay.
What advice do you have for Fond du Lac residents?
The biggest thing we can do to avoid this is, preventing that tick bite. And so frequently checking one's skin, yourself, as well as your family members. So checking that skin, checking that clothing, taking, a full shower when you're done. If you have a tick on you, the next best thing would be to remove it properly. And so to remove an attached tick, the recommendation is to grasp it with a tweezers or, something of the like, as close as possible to where it's attached to the skin, and then pulling it straight back and out as very, very firm and steady. The other thing that is recommended is to, if you don't have a tweezers, it's not recommended to handle it with the bare hands or bare fingers, because if it is squished and it's crushed, that tick could contain that infectious fluid, which could also infect you. Oh. And so using a tissue paper, Kleenex, or rubber gloves, if you have to handle it, with your fingers. But otherwise, if you have a tweezers handy, that would probably be the best. My other recommendation would be, if you're not sure how long it's been on you, and if it has attached to you, the best thing you could do is just call your primary care provider, tell them what's happened, tell them where you were, and they'll give you, their recommendation for, possible treatment.
Yeah, you just got to be careful, and you got to check yourself. I mean, unfortunately, in Wisconsin, we have a lot of these ticks. As you mentioned, probably the most common one is the tick that causes Lyme disease. That's the one that people talk about the most. But now with this woman dying from Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever from a wood tick, it's just like, wow. So they're all out there. You got to be concerned. Just if you've been out hiking, or if you've been camping, or if you've been at a park, you're sitting on a wood bench, just check yourself afterward, because again, they're easier to pull off your body right away than they are after a few days.
Yeah, and get a friend, get a buddy to help check you as well, because, you can't always see every part on your body. So it's important to, fully from head to toe, check your body, check your kids, and regularly do that. Don't go to bed before you do that, that type of thing.
Exactly. Scary situation, Kim, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And I love the opportunity to talk about it, to build that awareness. This is something that is treatable through antibiotics. So if you think that you've been infected to any extent, it never hurts just to call and, chat about it, see what opportunities there are to potentially treat it as well.
Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller, great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Greg.